Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Royals trying to take 2 of 3 from the Red Sox at home. Andrew Benintendi getting ready for Boston before the game. Top 4, 2-0 Royals. Benintendi strikes against Ian Kennedy.
And there's the right center field gap, and that ball's not coming back.
Wow.
Up into the second tier of the Fountains. That is his 10th home run of the year, and his team leading 40th RBI. It is now a 2-1 game. And that ball's hit well to left center field. Back-to-back home runs for the Red Sox. Number 5 for Bogarts. And we are tied at 2.
You can just tell by the sound, and when they're hit well, that it doesn't matter if you're in one of the biggest ballparks in America. It's still going to carry. With that wind blowing out, we talked about it. That's right down the middle. Fastball. Two-seamer. We talk about it all the time. And hitters don't miss that up here.
Uh-oh. Gets by Cuthbert, and Marrero scores. It hit first base coach Ruben Amaro. We're going to call it an error on Minor, although it looked like it just zipped right by Cuthbert as if he didn't see it. And it was a close play at the plate because it drilled the first base coach.
Whoa, man. Yeah. Now, hey, look, now Whitley, he's 2 for 8 with the bases loaded this year. He's got a double and a triple.
Line to right field. Betts was shallow. Put some pressure on the Red Sox in their lockdown bullpen in the 8th. Another 3-2. A blast to left field.
Salami in his entire career, he'll make you pay.
The Royals win it 6-4. They take 2 of 3 in the series. They're now 13-6 in June. They're within one game of 500. The grand slam was the first of Perez's career. He finished the game 3 for 3 with 4 RBIs. Royal starter Ian Kennedy only lasted 4 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs, 2 of those earned on 3 hits with 3 walks. Ned Yost talked about the big come-from-behind win after the game.
It felt good. I mean, the inning felt good. You start the inning, your mindset as a manager is we need somebody to get on base. And then once we get on base, that brings the tying run up. So you're thinking, okay, at least we got the tying run up. Lowe has a great at-bat with a walk, and here comes Haas, and, they bring the lefty in. He has a great at-bat with a walk, and, loved the matchup with Salvi, because he has the capability of doing exactly what he does, what he did, just driving a pitch into the seats, and when he did it, it was pretty exciting. The second strike was a ball that he swung at, but you know what he did? He reeled himself back in from that point. Took probably the next 2 pitches were the same pitch that he swung at before. And then, when he got to 3-2, he went into battle mode at that point, just kept fouling off some tough pitches until he finally got a hold of one. Yeah, this is huge, coming in here and playing a great team like Boston and winning the series, especially after not really playing well last night, and coming in, in a rubber match of a 3-game series and battling and looking like, you're – outs away from losing a series to keeping the fight up until you can put the runs on and eventually win the series. He was on the ball really, really well. He reeled himself back in after that second strike. And, I just kept hoping base hit ball 4, keep the line moving there. And, you know, in the back of your, you know, it's tough to hit a grand slam in the big leagues, you know, so that's kind of like way back in the back of your mind. You're hoping that that could be the case, but you're just hoping for a walk or a base hit or maybe even a double there to put, you know, the winning run in scoring position, and you got a hold of it.
After the game, Perez talked about his big hit and a big win at home.
In my mentality, I was not a, like, take a first pitch or wait for a pitch or wait for a strike, make him be back to, you know, to the home plate or whatever. No. Because situation like that, maybe throw one pitch, you know, for a strike. So I just tried to see a good pitch. He liked to throw a lot of fastball to right in, and it was a great at bat, and he missed the last pitch. Possible go in, he leave it in the middle, and make it pretty cool.
That was the most hittable pitch of the whole sequence, wasn't it? The last one.
The couple pitches before that one, he just keep throwing in the corner, you know. Right. And when they made some pitches, hard to hit it. That's I right. never hit it in Islam. That's why I said thank God. Unbelievable, huh? I should be thinking like that.
You ask for a 10-game winning streak, and get, you know.
Can you talk about the adjustments you made throughout that at bat?
My adjustment. I don't make adjustments. I just see the ball and hit it.
But there were a couple pitches outside you went for early, and then you.
It's because I see the ball way outside the field. I see it close and swing. You guys know me. I like to swing. I got 10 walking, 250 are back.
The Royals are off on Thursday. On Friday, their homestand continues as another AL East club. The Blue Jays come to town. Jake Junis gets the start against J-Hap.